USYF Mobile.
Rosetta OK Mobile, good afternoon.
Noon, the name here is Mike, how are you today?
Hello Mike, name here is Shane. And let me see if I got your call right, is it KC2SYF or FYS?
Cougar Yankee Fox, you had it right the first time. And how are you, Shane?
I'm doing well. I thought that's what I heard, but those are some kind of hard letters. My first call was a KC4VSC, and I had a lot of trouble with that, so I ended up just saying it phonetically most of the time because it doesn't come across as clear, those V's and S's and C's.
Absolutely. It is a little bit of a tough call, but we work through it. We're just here heading over to one of the stores here in Greenville to pick up a mirror for my daughter. She just bought a house over in Malden, so we're trying to get some things that she needs.
Oh, well, very good. I'm assuming you're not from around here. First time I've heard your call. Are you down helping her move or help her move in, or are you guys actually moving down too?
Down here helping her move. We do own some property over in Anderson where we're going to be building a house eventually, but we just haven't gotten around to it. We're working on the plans now, and we're from New York, but my daughter's lived here for about 4 years.
Well, welcome, and I'm sure when you guys get down here, I don't think I'm going anywhere, so I'll be around. And you may know this, we have a net on this frequency, or this club has a net every night at 9 o'clock. You're welcome to join in if you're still awake or still around, but that happens 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah, I had met Bob in a pizzeria. We saw each other's antennas on our cars, and we started talking, and he was telling me about the repeater and the net. So I'm going to try and check it out one evening over the next couple of days that we're here.
Good. I hope you're not headed to Woodruff Road. A lot of stores over that way, but it's like the worst area. And seems to be where, you know, it's where Costco and just some of the necessities that a lot of people find are over there. And it's an awful place. My kids all worked at the Chick-fil-A there years ago, and so we spent a lot of time going back and forth, but I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yep, that's exactly where we are. We're in the Dave and Buster's parking lot. There's a home store over here next to Old Navy.
Oh, my wife loves that store. That's one of the reasons we go to Woodruff Road. Very familiar with that area. There's a good, a nice woodworking store there, too, woodworking tools, that is fairly new. I frequent one that's not far from there, and I didn't know for a while that one was there, and I've walked around it a couple times, and I've got some good stuff in there if you're into that kind of thing. But I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, I'll have to check out that store. Thanks for that information. All right, we just pulled up. She went in to pick up a mirror that she's buying, so I got to open up the truck and get it ready to put in. So I will say 73 for now, and I'll throw my call out again on the return trip. This is Kilo, Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Fox. I'll listen for your final.
And enjoy your day. It's beautiful out here, beautiful weather. Nice to meet you. And I am probably going to stop for lunch here in a little bit. I'm working, but able to have a radio on my truck, so I'm usually listening anyway. 73 to you. Enjoy your day. KC2, I think it's YFS. I hope I see I'm lost it again. N4ZLK 73.
To be inside right now. AE4BM Mobile.
Yeah, man, 4ZLK. I was wondering if you're still out there. I was on the phone when you threw your call out. Good afternoon. I know we've spoken before, but you have to tell me your name again. It's Shane here.
Shane, the first name is Ben. Yeah, I threw out my call, and I heard somebody on 5-2, and He was coming up from Georgia, and I hung out on 5-2 for a couple minutes, and he was past me on 85, and I said, oh, starting to get some of that white noise. I'll see you at 273, and I'll talk to you later. I was like, wow, don't hear too many people on 5-2 too often.
I don't monitor it all the time. I've got some friends down in North Georgia from a repeater down there when I was driving to Atlanta. And one of them does a lot of soda and photo operations. And I was just in Pickens at the airport making a delivery next door to the Pickens County Airport. And one of them posted on the Signal app there that he was doing a soda activation. And I flipped over to 5-2 and I could hear him, but I had to make the delivery so I couldn't get to him, couldn't get back to him. But he was down in the noise. I don't know if he would have heard me or not, but he was just using a HT as far as I know.
I hear them guys up there in North Carolina and the part of South Carolina always doing them soda, poda things. Man, oh man. I don't know. I don't frequent VHF, UHF too much, except for in the truck. One of these days I'll get my antenna up out the house. But my priority right now is HF. I've got it built. I just need to either pilot the drone myself or get somebody to help me with the drone and stuff. But I'm getting close. I'm getting real close.
The drone for the hang a wire antenna up, is that what you're doing?
I use a tennis ball with, I forgot how many ounces of BBs are in it, but I use it as a projectile, and I drop a tagline on the opposite side of the structure or tree that I'm using, and I bring the line over, and I pull whatever I'm going to use as a tie-down point for my dipole.
The way, years ago, when I was working construction, this back in the 90s, I made a potato gun, spud shooter. Used hairspray, and I had a little, spray a little hairspray in the handle part of it, screw the cap on, and I had a lantern wick lighter in there, and I just flipped the dial, and it would shoot that potato pretty far. And I was thinking, man, I need to make another one of those to shoot, antennas up in the air. But, I used a slingshot the last time I hung my infed up. The other end, used a slingshot and a fishing pole and just put a big weight on it and slung it over the top of a tree, and it worked. Didn't go as far as I thought it would go. I was expecting it to go higher, but I guess I didn't pull back as far enough, far as I should, because thinking it would really go, but I guess that weight was a little bit heavier than I thought.
Well, that's what got me started putting antennas in the trees, was using the compressed air, and I was using the same projectile, but it was hard trying to lob it over where I really wanted to go. It was multiples on multiples. I mean, doing it with a drone, I do it less than 5. Usually I could get it precisely where I need to go, but it's a handful trying to run the drone, and another hand trying to hold the fishing reel and all that mess.
And having an extra hand or extra pair of hands would make a big difference. But Ben, I'm going to go. I'm pulling into the parking lot. I got to watch the traffic where I'm making this turn. I'm going to grab a bite to eat. Nice to talk to you again. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy this weather. AE4BM from N4ZLK. 73 to you.
Okay. Alpha Echo 4. Bravo, Mike. Have a good one. We'll talk to you.